Kevin McCarthy officially opens impeachment inquiry into Joe Biden for abuse of power, obstruction, and corruption. By Wendell Hasebo on September 12, 2023. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy, RCA, on Tuesday launched an impeachment inquiry into President Joe Biden for abuse of power, obstruction, and corruption. Speaking in the U.S. Capitol building, McCarthy opened the inquiry by stating that House Republicans uncovered serious and credible allegations against President Biden. McCarthy said House investigators found that Joe Biden lied about his involvement in the family business and that bank records show many payments were directed to Biden family members through shell companies. He also noted an FBI informant file that alleged Joe Biden was bribed by a Ukrainian energy executive. Taken together, these allegations paint a picture of a culture of corruption, he said. These are allegations of abuse of power, obstruction and corruption. They warrant further investigation by the House of Representatives. That's why today, I am directing our House committee to open a formal impeachment inquiry into President Joe Biden, he continued. This logical next step will give our committees the full power to gather all the facts and answers for the American public. It's exactly what we want to know, the answers. The impeachment inquiry is intended to uncover additional information about Joe Biden's involvement in the Biden family business. The impeachment inquiry could lead to a full House vote on articles of impeachment. If approved by 218 votes in the House, the articles would be conveyed to the Senate, where the higher chamber would be forced to hear the evidence during a Senate trial. Polling supports the need for an impeachment inquiry. 61% of Americans believe Joe Biden was involved in his family's business deals with China and Ukraine, according to a recent CNN survey. Only 38% say he was not involved, and just 1% say he was involved and did nothing wrong. House Oversight Committee Chair James Comer, RKY, announced an investigation into Joe Biden in November. The following months proved to justify Comer's probe. Bank records in May showed the Biden business received at least $10 million from business schemes in Romania and China. Comer revealed in August the Biden family business received over $20 million from Russia, Ukraine, and Kazakhstan while Joe Biden was vice president. In total, 9 Biden family members received payments from the family foreign business ventures, including 2 of Joe Biden's grandchildren. The powerful allegations against Joe Biden include but are not limited to photos, texts, video, an audio recording, and IRS and former business partner whistleblower testimonies. Biden family suspicious activity reports of wire transfers, texts, emails, WhatsApp messages, photos of Joe with Hunter's business partners, Joe Biden's voicemail to Hunter, 5 individuals referencing Joe Biden as the big guy, 2 whistleblower testimonies, FBI FD-1023 form alleging recorded phone calls and texts between Biden and a Burisma executive, FBI informant alleging bribes, video of Joe Biden bragging about firing the Ukrainian prosecutor, Hunter's statements about giving half his income to his dad, former White House aide saying FBI ignored Joe Biden's role in Ukraine business dealings, millions flowing into Biden family bank accounts, Hunter paying for Joe Biden's expenses, email aliases. Reminder, for years, emails, texts, photos, voicemails, visitor logs, and witness testimony have shown Joe Biden was fully involved in his son Hunter's corrupt foreign business deals. pic.twitter.com/56 said, Xahoo. RNC Research, Etrank Research, September 12, 2023. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter @WendellHasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.